sounds technical. We're talking about these brain waves.
It truly is
the basis for what everybody's been able to try to accomplish and work at, and that's these incredible abilities of the supernatural.
Absolutely. It's just phenomenal that scientific advancements have taken us so far that, for really, I think the first time we have an explanation. We may not have the true answer, but we have an explanation for it. And I just find that remarkable.
Why does it exist?
My feeling is that as our brains give off these brain waves within the ELF, or extremely low frequency spectrum for electromagnetic radiation, these waves have the potential of going out forever. We know through the phenomenon that we've just discussed how they can endure within our atmosphere for prolonged periods of time. And from the Earth, of course, they can then radiate out into outer space. Quantum physics has shown us that once we have any form of electromagnetic radiation or light out in the universe, that they can go on forever. Now, as beings trapped within the dimension of time, we set speed limits on those waves. But for the waves themselves, they really have no set limits. Physics experiments have shown that even though these waves cannot travel faster than a set limit of 186,000 miles per second, we know that the information exchanged through the universe by these waves can occur instantaneously. So there appears to be a paradox, but the paradox only exists because we are trapped within this strange dimension of space and time.
Are you absolutely convinced now that God exists?
I have no doubt in my mind, George. It is a concrete image right out there that science supports, and really not, supports probably is a weak term. I think science demands that there has to be a higher power out there.
I still don't understand how or why, but I'm pretty sure it's there too.
Well, my own belief system states that it's because of light. Science actually, in another concept that physicists are aware of, is that at the end of time, when even our universe no longer exists, all matter will break down, and we can understand it through Einstein's E equals mc squared, E standing for energy or light, M standing for matter, and C, of course, for the speed of light. So we know that energy is just a transmutation of matter and vice versa. This concept that I began to talk about basically states that at the end of all time, only one thing will remain after even the universe has disintegrated, and that one thing is light. So in my mind, even atheists have to admit that our bodies are not just ashes to ashes and dust to dust, but we will become light. And I believe as light, we are basically spirits of light. We're extensions of God. And through this medium that we know as light, all information and consciousness exists, and it exists as extensions of God.
How does it work? You know, we've done consciousness experiments. We've, I believe, moved hurricanes, created rain. We've done some strange things when the collective consciousness gets together. We do what I call a Friday prayer event.
Yes.
Where, you know, people write in and say, you know, my uncle's sick, please pray for him.
Yes.
And people without, this is not really organized, we don't put their names up on the website or anything like that, but from the moment I think somebody sends that in, thinks about that individual who needs it, and for people who take a little time on their Fridays and just think about people, they think about this list of people and, you know, afflictions and things.
Yes.
We've got and have had some pretty miraculous responses.
I agree, George. I am a true believer not only in God but miracles. One thing that amazes me since you brought up the concept of prayer, and that is if we go back to the near-death experience, to those that have been on the other side, they have often seen what they describe as beams of light coming up from the earth and have asked the being of light, whom they're with, what those beams of light are. And they've been told by this divine being, by this spirit of light, that they were prayers from people on earth. So I find that fascinating. Now, two of the individuals that described this observation were Danian Brinkley and Betty Eady,
right,
who are well-known victims of near-death. And so I find that very amazing, as I do also the fact that when people are on this other side, they often know all the answers to every question in the universe. So they are experiencing this omniscience that I was discussing earlier. So to me, it all fits together.
I still have a difficult time understanding how it started from nothing.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't either. I think that's where I need a higher power to explain it to
me. If they can.
Yeah, I mean,
we may never get that answer, you know that.
That is my feeling as well, George. I feel we are limited to what answers we are going to achieve in this lifetime, and that's just not going to be one of them.
You know, my mother has a simple answer, which may be the correct one. She always said, because we would talk about this a lot, she always said, it always was. It always was, and it always will be.
Yes, and that's as good an answer as I've heard.
Yep. It is just, I don't know. I'd love to get some of those answers, but, you know, that's one of the reasons that keeps driving me, and I guess you now too, Lee.
Exactly. I search for information every day, and I still pinch myself that I'm as fortunate as I am to have gotten the few answers that I've gotten, you know, to this point, because they've changed my life.
Tell me what you think consciousness is.
I think consciousness is the information collection that exists throughout the universe and is tied together through this network of light or electromagnetic radiation. I think when our brains emit these radio waves, it's just becoming a part of that electromagnetic network. I believe that all spirits of light, whether they're alive or whether they're dead, are feeding information into that that cosmic consciousness, as I call it. And so from time to time, either by happenstance, such as with myself, because I'm not a gifted psychic, I might be able to tap into it. Sometimes through dreaming, we're able to tap into it. Psychics are able to tap into it on a regular basis. And I think that's where mental telepathy comes from.